suspicious that maybe what was erased was Shor V'Kayim, that by its very definition would disqualify the Shtar as we move along to Daf Kuf Samach Aleph. So
obviously you could tell if it was erased.
What's that?
You could tell if it was erased.
Absolutely. Says the Gemara, so we again, Rafuna and Rav Yirmiya Barabba, when the Mishnah says, get Mekusher Edom Me'achayrov, what does Edom Me'achayrov mean? According to Rafuna, it means between the Ksharim, Ben Kesher LeKesher, that blank space between the Ksharim, that's where the Edom used to sign. The Gemara first thought that it meant inside the get, which would mean that if you looked at the document, just like you wouldn't be able to see the whole Torah, you wouldn't be able to see the signatures of the Edom either. The Gemara disproved that from a Maisa Shehoya Kachoya with Rebbe, because Rebbe once saw Get Mekusher, apparently had never seen it before, and he was taken aback by it, and then he commented, I never saw Get without his mat. Now, if the Edom were also disclosed, hidden, because of the fact that it was Bein Aksharim, why didn't he comment that he didn't say Edom either? So the Gemara said it must be that what Rav Huna meant was not inside the Aksharim, but to the outside of the Aksharim. Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba had a different shot. Achirei Aksav u'kineged Aksav mibachos. What it means is, you take the get, Mekusher, so the top is where the folds are, the front is where the Teufis is going to be, it's going to be on the back. That's where the Edom are going to sign. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba Domar Achirei Aksav kineged Aksav mibachos. Why aren't we worried that the Edom are going to, or the person is going to add language to the front of the shtar? Umachsim sahadi yaseiri me'avroi, and he's just going to add more Edom in the back. Va'omar, and he's going to say, I know the rabbis be'edim udaavdi. I was just trying to add the amount of Edom. What's the kasha? The kasha is the Gemara thinks right now that, and if you have an art school Gemara, it's very helpful, that the way the Edom would sign me'achore is they would sign on the bottom of the document, last line moving up or somewhere towards the bottom, they would sign their names. So if the document is written horizontally on the other side, also horizontally, that's where the Edom would sign. The Gemara's kasha is that what prevents, let's say, the lander in the Shtar Chai from adding another line on the front of the get that says, by the way, I loaned Shimon an extra $10,000. And in the back, all you're going to do is you're going to add another signature, which is going to make it look like the Edom really signed on that line as well. Now, you'll ask me a kasha, you could always forge Edom, right? You want to add false signatures? Knock yourself out. You could always add false signatures. But Tosfos says, here's the point. The point is that when there's a chash that maybe there's something wrong with the shtar, what do? You mekayim the chesamos. A get mekusha needs three Edom. All you're going to have to be mekayim is three signatures. The three signatures that you have, the first three are good. So you'll be mekayim the first three. The fourth one's never going to trip you up because you're not going to have to be mekayim it. You added another line and you're going to be good to go. Azay freik the Gemara kasha. V'leichosh dum akosa migavoy madiboy umachtim sahadi yeseri me'avroy v'omran ola rabbi spedem udavni. It's a little tricky because it's technical. You have to follow the technicalities. Amalei. So the Gemara says he told him back, Mi sarvis Edom pisidron chsimi. You think that Edom signed in the same way that the document was written? So for example, if the document was written horizontally, then the Edom are going to sign horizontally as well? No. Edom mi mata lemailo chsimi. They would write sign in the reverse. If you look, you have the picture. So if the lines are horizontal along the width of the document, they're going to sign vertically. Being that they're going to sign vertically, there's going to be no way to add language to where the bottom is, so you're going to be done. But the Gemara says, this is still a chash. What if one of the parties doesn't like something that he has on the lowest line, the bottom line of this document? The guy is like the shita achrayna, he's going to cut it. The guy is like the Reuven Bahadei. Now it's true, if you're going to cut it, you're going to end up cutting part of the signatures of the Eden. But who cares? Because let's say the Eden's name was Reuven ben Yaakov. So even if you cut Reuven, you'll still have ben Yaakov. Umiskasha ben Yaakov Eid. And ben Yaakov Eid is good. The Tanan ben Ish Ploini Eid Kosher. So there's a chash. You see, ordinarily, if the bottom line is the Edom, you can't cut anything. What are you going to cut? You're cutting off the name of the Edom, you're messing yourself up. But over here, the Edom are on the back, and they're doing it vertically. So if you take out the whole bottom line of the get, you're going to still be left with something. You're going to have a shtar, you're even going to have Edom. Because even if you knocked out the beginning of the Chasima, Ruvain, but you still have Ben Yaakov Ein. And it's a Mishnah, Gittin, Pezai, Namad Beis, Ben Ish Ploini Eid Kosher. Dichsiv, says the Gemara. Dichsiv, Ruvain Ben Bechadara, Yaakov Ein Dilavein. What they would do is they would make him write on the lower line by a Get Mekosher, not just Ruvain. Ruvain Ben had a beat on the bottom line. So that if the person would cut out the bottom line, he's not just cutting out Ruvain, he's cutting out Ruvain Ben, and all he's left with is Yaakov Ein. If all he's left with Yaakov Ein, it's for sure not going to be good. But the Gemara says, why is that? Veleichus Duma Goyes Le the Ruvain Ben. You'll cut out Ruvain Ben. Umiskasher be Yaakov Ein, and you're going to have Yaakov Ein. Ditnan is plenty Ein Kosher. You don't have to write Ben. It's not like you're going up for an Aliyah where you have to say this, your father's name. Oh, Zok the Gemara like Siv Ein. First the Gemara says maybe it didn't say Ein. But the Gemara says, "V'ibayaseima lo'ilam b'kasav eid," meaning apparently Yaakov would work if it said Yaakov eid. Just Yaakov doesn't work. So Reuven ben Yaakov works even if it doesn't say eid. Yaakov only works if it says Yaakov eid. So the teretz is it didn't say eid. So if you're gonna knock out Reuven ben, all you're gonna have is Yaakov. It won't be good. Reuven ben Yaakov without eid is fine. But if you're gonna take out Reuven ben and you're gonna have Yaakov without eid, then it's not gonna be fine. But v'ibayaseima what Morty said lo'ilam b'kasav eid. The Yadina ba the Hochasimus Yadol, Abdi Yaakov, everyone knows this is not Yaakov's signature. If it's not Yaakov's signature, then what's the kasha? The kasha is that you're going to be machsher this document with Yaakov 8? Yaakov, if there's a Yaakov out there, is not his signature, it's Reuven's signature. So if Reuven signs Yaakov's name, it's not going to be good. But the Gemara says, so maybe this person had a minig that he used to sign his father's name. Says the Gemara, Leishavik inish shmeidi day, v'chasim b'shmei davuot. Rashbam says that maybe it's a davar shel kavod. Maybe just like they name people after a father. You sign your father's name as a davar shel kavod. But the Gemara says, no, people don't do that. Nobody's going to sign his father's name rather than signing his fake the Gemara, v'dumma simara ba'amu hu deshavi. To the extent that we recognize this as being Reuven's signature, even though it says Reuven's father's name and not Reuven's name. Why are you assuming that will never be machsher this get? Maybe we'll be machsher this get. We'll be machsher this star. I, Reuven, signed Yaakov. Maybe Yaakov was a simon. Because as the Gemara is going to say now, we find that there were different people that wouldn't sign their names, but rather what they would do is they would sign a simon. They would have some symbol that they would use as their signature. Says the Gemara, the Rav, Tzair Kav, Rav would make a picture of a fish. Rav Chanina, Tzair Charusa, a palm tree. Rav Chizda, a samach. Rav Hoshia, an ayin. Rav Barafuna, Makusa, the mast of a ship. But the bottom line is, people sometimes had simonim. So maybe we'll still be machsherit. And for the Gemara, lechatzet inish l'shavi l'shmei davu siman. It's a chutzpah for a person to use his father's name as a simon, and therefore we don't suspect, we don't assume that that's what someone's going to do again. What was the kasha? The kasha was, according to Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, the get mekusher, the Mishnah says, edav me'achayrav, the edav would sign in the back. What does it mean that the edav would sign in the back? So the Gemara said, it means that if the document was written the way it's usually written, just picture a regular piece of paper where the lines go across horizontally, the Edom would go to the bottom of the piece of paper and they would sign vertically. So from the bottom, working their way up. Reuven ben Yaakov, 8. Chamyanko ben whatever, 8. That's the way they would sign on the document. The Gemara's kasha was that what would be if the lender who has the shtar chayv sees that there's something on the bottom line that can incriminate. It can get him into trouble one day. Doesn't like it. There was a reyes, so what the Gemara calls. He doesn't want it there. L'chura, what prevents him from just taking out the bottom line? What's the kasha? If you take out the bottom line, you're messing up your edim. You need to have edim. What am I messing up already? I'm taking out, let's say, the Reuven of Reuven ben Yaakov. Ben Yaakov Ein is good. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. So the Gemara says that maybe what they used to make them do to prevent this from happening is make them write Reuven Ben on that one line. So if you're going to take out even one line of this document, you're taking out Reuven Ben, and all you're going to have is Yaakov Ein. But the Gemara says that also works. Yaakov Ein is good. So the Gemara says maybe they told him not to write the word Ein. Or, and even though Yaakov Ein is good, Yaakov without Ein is not good. So Reuven ben Yaakov without Ein is fine. But Yaakov without Ein is not fine. So what are you worried about? That it's going to say Reuven ben Yaakov, you're going to take out Reuven ben, you're going to be left with Yaakov without Ein, that's going to be possible. Alternatively, says the Gemara, I don't even understand the kasha. What are you worried about? You're worried that there's going to be someone named Reuven ben Yaakov who will have signed Yaakov, and we're going to be machsher this get. How are you going to be machsher the get? Everyone knows that this is Reuven's signature, and it says Yaakov. So how can you be Machshir Reuven Tzigner? It says Yaakov. Which is maybe it's not an issue because it's not just some random person. Not like Reuven signed Zvulun. Reuven signed Yaakov. Yaakov happens to be Reuven's father. He could always taina that this was, or Bezdin may think that Lechvoide Shalabov used to sign his father's name. Whereas nobody does that. Whereas maybe as a simon he did it. Meaning people don't sign their father's name, like Shavik Inish. Person is not going to sign his father's name instead of his name, I hear. But if a person's anyways making a simon, maybe instead of a fish, maybe instead of a palm tree, instead of a sailboat, he's going to use his father's name. The one says, that's a chutzpah. That you wouldn't do either. So the bottom line is, we got out of it. We make him write Reuven Ben on the bottom line, perpendicular to the bottom line. So if you take out the bottom line, you're going to have Yaakov 8, or maybe Yaakov without 8. Either way, there is no chashash. But the Gemara says one other teretz. Mazutra, malabalachulei. Hi, what do you have to go through a whole very short block Gemara in order to try to make sense of this? More simple. Kol mekusher shein edav kol mishita achas pasal. I think that the way Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba had it, that the get mekusha edem achayev was, everything was on that one bottom line. So it was either a wide line or they wrote very, very small. But the point is, it was all equivalent to that line. So there's no way to take it out. Because if you take it out, you're not going to have Ben Yaakov Eid, you're not going to have Yaakov Eid, you're going to end up with nothing. If you're going to end up with nothing, memela, there's no kasha. Either way, before we end, so we had here something that's come up many times. Rav Tzayer Kafra. Rav, when he would sign his name, he would draw a picture of a fish. And that was his signature. If you take a look at the Rashbam says, why a fish? Why not a piece of meat? Why a fish? So the Rashbam says, V'shemo al shem maseyan. It could be he used to sign his name based on his own actions. Zen nohag lechol dogim. Rav used to like fish. It was his favorite food. So being that Rav liked fish, that's why he would sign his name like a fish. V'zeh, and it could be Reb Chanina that used to have a palm tree, because what grows on palm trees? Dates. V'zeh nog b'tmarim, v'simoni ba'alma hayoy. So don't think too deeply into this, as the Rashbam. It's not such a big deal. It could be as simple as the fact that Rav liked herring, and that's why he used to make a picture of a fish. But Lav Dafkin has anything to do with more than that. It's interesting. There's a Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis. The pasuk says, "V'karasa l'Shabbos oinek b'mama angoy." How you supposed to be ma'anigas haShabbos? Rav Yehuda b'Reid, Rav Shmuel bar Shelas, Mishmei de Rav Am. Rav Shmuel bar Shelas. He said in the name of Rav, "B'tavshul shel tardin v'dogim gedolim." Big fish. So Rav liked fish. Rav held that the way to be ma'anig Shabbos is fish. Bottom line, says Rashbam, it could be. It's not more complicated than that. But I'm going to tell you something interesting. That is, that this Gemara is also a Gemara in the Sechtes Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. It's a Gemara many places in Shas. Rav Tzayer Kaver. Rav would sign his name with a fish. There's a sefer called Bali Toysis to the Chachme England. Chachme Englayo. Rav Tzayer Kaver, the Chsiv, the Yid Gula Roiv, Kemoy Rav. The Yid Gula Roiv, the Kerav Aretz. Yid Gula is referring to the Dogim Sheviyam. Yid Gula Roiv, Yid Gula Rav, that's a remes, it's from the Bali Toisvis, that's a remes that Rav used to sign fish, Rav Tzayer Kavra. So I was thinking something very interesting, and that is, the Gemara says in the Sechtes Bava Metzio, Daf Kuf Zayin Omid Beis, there's machlek is Rav and Shmuel, why people die. Rav said that the Hoser Hashem Mimcha Kol Choyli Zu Ay. Very good. Rav Letameh, says the Gemara. The Rav Solik Lebe Kivri. Rav once went to a Beis HaKfaris. Ovad Maida Ovad. He did what he did. Omar, and he said, Tisha V'Tishim Ba'ayin Ro V'Echa B'Derech Eretz. 99 out of 100 people in this Beis HaChayim died. Why? Because of Ayin Hara. So Rav held that people died because of Ayin Hara. Rav was worried about Ayin Hara. Clearly, he held that that was the primary cause of death on this world. It was based on Ayin Hara. I'm going to tell you something interesting. Ein beis medrash b'lo chiddush. And that is, we know that Rav had Arichus Yom. Rav had Arichus Yom. As a matter of fact, the Vilna Gaon says that when we bench Birchas HaChodesh, so there's two nuschois. Yiratzim ulfanecha, chayim shal sholim, chayim aruchim, chayim shal brochim, chayim shal teva, chayim shal oishu v'kovet, oishu again. Oh, you're a shemayim again. I thought it was an oishu again. So Rav over there, and then we conclude, b'schus tfilas Rav, And some people say b'schus tefilas rav. So b'shem hagra, it's brought down that the right nusach is b'schus tefilas rav. Why? Because the Gemara says in the beginning of the second paragraph of Masechtas Brachos that who was the author of that tefillah? Rav. This was Rav tefillah. And Rav daven v'chayim aruchim. And Rav was zeichet aruchas yomim. So if Rav was zeichet aruchas yomim, and you see his tefillah was answered, is b'schus tefillas rav? Rav, this is his tefillah, and it worked for him. We should have in mind that it should work for us in the same way. So I'm going to tell you something interesting. The Seyda Adoyrus under Rav, and if you look for it inside, you're going to have to find it. You're going to have to find it under Abba Aricha. That, of course, was Rav's name. So under Abba Aricha in the Seyda Adoyrus, and I quote Rav Herich Yomim Ad Shera Nechtoi Shimi Ben Benoichi. Okay, Vekasef Bekneses Yisrael Rav Hu Rab Abba Hanisker Bezoya. V'chai arba meyashana. He lived 400 years. V'yirabi shal rabchia b'chachma, etc., etc. And then he says that there's a mesoira that whenever the Gemara says shasak rav, and we know it says shasak rav many places in the Shas, we always relate it to the fact that the rav says, Amr al-Rav, Tamad Rabbeinu HaKadosh, shaloi soch sikha b'day l'kol yom. The rav never spoke of sikha b'day. But the Gemara very often finds shasak rav. Rav was a shaskin. This is one of the things that we've spoken about many, 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 many times. So rav was a big shop. Whoever says shasak rav, it's brought down in Sfar Makhtoshim. It means that rav had a teretz. But the teretz that rav had was al-pi soyid. It was al-pi kabbalah, and he didn't want to answer because he felt that it wasn't appropriate. The people that he was talking to weren't on the madrigal, that they'd be able to answer. Says the Knesset, so you know where he knew these soydis from? Because he was a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. He was Herich Yomim. He was a Talmud of Rashbi. There's a Talmud Rab Abba, who's mentioned as a Talmud of Rashbi. It's Abba Aricha. It's Rav. He knew soydis niflaim, but al-kopanim, that's this guy, that Rav had Arichas Yomim. But how long did he live? 400 years. Why 400? That's Ben's Rebbe. Why 400? Because that's the gematria of Ayin Ra. Ayin Ra is the gematria of 400. There's so much symbolism of 400. Rav, the Gemara says above him, Tzia Kuv Zayin Amid Beis held V'Hosra Hashem Chayli Zu Ayin Har. 99 out of 100 people died because of Ayin Har. Rav himself was worried about an Ayin Har. Rav himself was worried about an Ayin Har. That's why he signed his name as a fish. You know why? V'yid Guleroy Madogim Shebiyan Ein Ayin Shebiyan. So too, any Bemis, it's the Bali Tosfos. Chachmei and Glayas. Not the Chachmei Tzarfas, but it's the Chachmei Iglin. But the point is, what's the Tiefkeit? The Tiefkeit is that Rav signed his name like a fish because he was worried about Ein Hara. And what was Rav Zoycha to? 400. He lived 400 years, which is the mispar that you always find was used to go kineged. This is the gift that keeps on giving. That was used to go kineged Ayin Hara. But I'll just tell you that Hafoichba the Chulava, I found that Yaakov ended. Nezagoyes Yaivitz on this Gemara Masechtas Gittin Daf Lamed Vavim and Aleph Rav Tzayir Kavro one line Nimtza Betzidai Dog. She'ein ayin hara shaylos vayis baruch shakiv antanu we were mechaven that Rabbi Yaakov Emden says it mefurish why a fish ayin hara because it's zustal to the chachme and glayo and this theme that you find with Rav related to ayin hara.